Yeah, like scammers and scalpers, like I consider that if that's the job that you've taken on, you need to get out. Because I'll stomp your head. I will. I will do it. If I find you, I will kill you. Let's jam.
Welcome to Sit Suck, everybody. My name is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
And he came through beautifully. There we go.
Dude, I feel like this is the first time people are going to actually hear your voice, Kevin. Yeah. They're like, right? Wow, Kevin is like a sexy man because I've never heard his voice before.
And no, I've actually been boosting it, which is funny because then when you think that you can't quite hear him because he's talking just under that, we're just talking right over him like assholes. I don't know why Kevin still records this. We are real dicks to him.
He's a friend. You know, that's what friends do.
It's because he has
you guys
the
are still friends with me, and I'm pretty big dick.
I've forgiven you for all of your dickish behavior before, sir.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you've forgiven me for mine.
Actually, it's going to work this time because the little like green bar in Audacity is going like nuts like I've out. Never
it's
seen like
a,
it.
It's freaking out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
no, I feel like, Kevin, I just
stumbled
feel
upon
like,
it.
Yeah, you just weren't using it right.
Yeah,
because if you're like your like levels were just too low, like I'm usually in the yellow on Audacity. So like,
yeah, I definitely get the red when I talk too loud.
Yeah, I feel like Kevin, if you're only just now seeing the green bars in your recordings, you've been too quiet, which is something we've been saying since day one. So now, welcome to being heard.
It's something that Kevin. I've been saying since you were birthed.
Yeah. So today I went to the beachfront with my kids. I found a seashell and gave it to my 4-year-old daughter and said, you can hear the ocean if you put this to your ear. She placed the shell to her ear and screamed. There was a hermit crab inside and it pinched her ear. She never wants to go back. Lol, I know this is completely off topic, but I had to tell someone. IDN Poker 88.
What the fuck is
that? What just happened?
I just started reading the spam messages out loud as a found poetry. It seems to
spam messages from what?
From Ethernet. That actually was from 2 episodes ago. Wonderful post, however. I was wondering if you could write a little bit more on this subject. I'd be thankful if you could elaborate a little further. Appreciate it!
Is that in all caps?
Online. No, it just had a weird exclamation mark.
I listened to that episode.
So,
that like totally in the episode, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad that you're not easily replaceable. Wink, wink.
I mean, I'm just glad I was there, you know?
You can tell that I barely, like, I half-assed it, right? I overused you laughing, like, a lot. And, like, the same recording of you laughing. I didn't go get another one. I didn't care. I was just like, yeah, fuck it.
I have to listen because I want to see how the pauses worked out. Like, when we were like, Kevin, what do you think?
I adjusted them. Because we left a gap, so I was able to make it work.
Sweet.
Well done, guys.
Joe, what were you gonna say?
Way to cut Kevin out of the whole fucking operation.
Yeah. Anyway,
turns out it's been that way for years.
Yeah, he's AI.
I just didn't want to talk over Kevin while he was actually...
But you were doing it while he was talking at first.
I know, and then I stopped myself, and then I thought I was... You know, it's fine. On the subject of scams, I recently got in touch with an old friend of mine in high school. Like a few months back, he reached out to me. We haven't really talked in a few years. We kind of got back in touch. We were talking about like my Quicks Play and some of my film work stuff because he's trying to start a gaming channel. It was just kind of nice to talk to him again, right?
Sure.
So today, like a couple of hours ago, I got a message from him, and I want to read you the actual text interaction that I had. Because I think my friend got hacked or he lost his mind entirely. Because he texted me.
Okay. Don't take it personally, but it's kind of 50-50 with some of your friends.
No, that's fair. It's totally fair.
You've had a couple friends just lose their shit and it's like, all right.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about Pagosa, but like we either like turn out kind of okay, or we go just batshit crazy. I don't know.
It happens. It just happens.
Yeah. So the text message starts, "Are you ready for the blessings?"
Oh,
was that,
my
was
God.
That a whole message? Or was
sounds
that just
amazing
the,
already.
That's, was that just the start?
That's the start. That's the first text message I got from him.
I mean, yeah, I'm always ready for the blessings.
Are you ready for the blessings?
The answer to that's never no.
Right?
Right?
Like, I was like, for sure. He sends me an image, and Kendrick, I will forward this to you. Certificate of incorporation for a Bank One investment company, and it's got the Pepsi logo on it.
Oh, good sign, man. Good sign. Pepsi, yeah.
Yeah.
Legit.
A subsidiary of Pepsi Bottling Group Incorporated, yada, yada, yada. It's got a bunch of US FDAs. Company name, blank. Bank One Investment Group, LTD. No capitalization.
Nice. Classic.
And this is certified and registered under the Federal Bureau of Investigation Department of Justice.
Ooh. They FBI do a lot of DOJ. Business certs.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I was going to say. I don't.
They do business certs. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. And then there's some dude's signature on it.
Yeah, he's probably legit.
Yeah. It's an investment company whereby you invest to invest your money and receive both the money and the ROI, the return of investment, in 15 minutes. They need more than $100,000 investment daily.
That's a lot of money every day.
Every day.
I mean, because that's a lot.
Dude, yeah, just put a dollar in and see if in 15 minutes you get $2 back.
So, hang on. Before they are doing this, they are doing this to help the less privileged on the control of finance during lockdown.
That's great, man. It's a good pause.
That's very kind of them. I'm glad they said it to you.
So, and I was confused and also working. So I was like, is this company that you started or something? Like, is this something you did? It says, is from company.
Well, I mean, if company did it.
So I'm 99.9% sure that this person is gone insane and they were not hacked at all. Like, I don't think they were hacked.
Yeah. Right? Well, here's the thing. So he's like, how did you want to receive your payment? Is from Cash App, Apple Pay, Zelle, PayPal.
And they're all clickable, right?
No, none of them were clickable. I was just like, what the fuck? I'm like,
the answer is yes. I'll take all of them.
Yeah.
I've used Payzel before.
Right?
I love Payzel.
Yeah, Payzel. Apple Payzel.
Apple Payzel is my favorite flavor.
I don't do these things, man. It's like, if it works out for you, I wish you all the best. And he's like, it real and legitimate.
That and sounds very much like what a normal American human would say.
Indeed. And he sends me 9 pictures of text conversations going back and forth with other customers and a video of a dude saying, hey, this totally isn't a scam. You should totally try this. I got
that's,
my money.
That's always what they say when it's not a scam. That's
exactly
what I do every time I go to like a regular store or purchase a legitimate online service. They say, hi, welcome to Amazon. This isn't a scam.
This
or,
totally
hey,
is not a
welcome
scam.
Welcome to YouTube, where you can get YouTube Premium. It's definitely not a scam.
Yeah.
So your what move. I want to know, though, is was the friend playing you for a little while just to throw the scam at you? Or were you talking to him normally and then just all of a sudden he got hacked?
Well, it's like I was talking to him normally several months ago. And then this text message came up. It was like, this isn't how he talks anyway. Like,
it's
this
not
is,
no, how a what, human
that's
a, talks
that's
normally.
A Russian right here. Yeah. You've got a Russian.
So he then follows up with, can you see the proof who just got paid right now? Right is in all caps.
I mean, I can, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, it's like, yes, that is great for those people if it's working for them and for you. But I don't do these things, so no thank you. And he replied specifically to, I don't do these kinds of things. He says, why can't you? And there's no punctuation with any of this.
It's like, I don't use money anymore.
Yeah, and it was like,
oh,
not.
I stopped.
Not. Yeah, and I was like, dude, not can't, won't. I don't do these kinds of things. Sorry. Like,
Get fucked.
Okay. He responds, okay, noted, with 2 check mark emojis. If you do it, you will come back and thanks me later.
No, I don't think I'll thanks you ever, sir.
And I was like, okay, I gotta try something. Because I gotta know. And now I'm done with the game, right? I'm done with the play along. Hey, do you remember when we were kids? You remember what we used to do when we hung out at your place? To which he replied, oh my god, with a big surprised eyes emoji.
Good guess. Solid bluff.
Yeah, I'm like, you remember what that was, right? What is it? There were a bunch of things. Do you remember? I didn't remember. Just try what I told you to do. Okay, so you're not Ty. Ty would remember. Is me.
What you you need to start turning it around and just turn this into full SCP.
Right?
Yeah. Do you recognize the bodies in the water?
In the water, right? I did that. I was so mad, and I was and I was working late to like.
Why were you mad?
Because I don't know what it is.
I think it was transference. It was mad in general, and that just became the focus.
I get mad. I actually do get physically angry with scammers because I detest them as the lowest form of populace.
It was just
like, yeah, like scammers and scalpers. Like I consider that if that's the job that you've taken on, you need to get out, because yeah. I'll stomp your head. I will.
If I find you,
I will kill you. Nothing gives me more joy than watching like Jim Browning videos where he goes online and completely dismantles these people.
Pwns those noobs.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just like, prove to me this is Ty. I'm the one. Prove it. How did you want me prove it? And I was like, tell me one childhood memory. Anything between us at all. No
response.
Remember
when we used to go to the ice cream parlor?
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was like, that happened a little while ago. And I was just like, god damn it. It was like, I was kind of excited because I got back in touch with my friend. And like, I saw a message pop. I was like, oh shit. I was actually just thinking about him the other day because like he was talking about doing some Let's Play stuff and maybe some collab if he wants to. And I was like, yeah, that'd be fun. I wonder what he's up to with that. Nope.
Nothing.
Scam. I'm physically angry.
I would like to share on the tail of that. A comment from 2 days ago on the very first episode of Sitsock. Suka na gidru hydra nonsense words. Onion market URL. Gidra site of site yet immediate. It's a Russian bullshit. There's someone trying to sell us, I think, an onion router.
Dude, sweet.
Onion
nights are great, so I can't imagine onion routers bad.
Yeah. So we should definitely Nuzhen Yemar Tovar and get ourselves over there.
I had someone hack my Etsy account the other day and buy and sell a bunch of stuff with their own store.
Wow. That's like a weird, like, did they steal your money?
No, Etsy and my credit card company both, like, kiboshed the fuck out of that, so... They were like, oh yeah, this is definitely someone who hacked your account. Like, we're locking this shit down and canceling all these charges and shit. So
I almost had
to do nothing. The only problem I had was they were pretty clever because they basically got into my account. And because I didn't really use Etsy all that much. I use it maybe once every few months. And
that's where they get you.
They got in and changed my MFA to something that wasn't something I had access to. So I had to like go in and they were really easy to... cool about it, like they just basically reset the whole like intro to the account and I reset the password, set up a
actual
like authenticator
MFA.
And now I never have to worry about it again. I've been using LastPass a lot too, as much as I used to hate it. It's nice. Just nice because it's straightforward.
I hate it for some very specific reasons, but it does a lot of good. I mean it's not something to turn your nose up at. My Twitter got hacked a while ago, which I don't use, so I didn't notice for a number of years until I went in and I was like, I don't remember posting all of this Russian. Like, I'm prone to drinking, but I really think I'd remember posting 25 consecutive Russian messages on Twitter at all hours of the day and night over the course of several weeks. So I had to lock that down. And then while I was still working at the company we work at now, some of us... several acquisitions ago, we used Skype for all of our communication. My fucking Skype account got hacked.
Oh no!
And they like charged me $10 of credits, and that was it. But they didn't spend them, so I just had $10 of credits. But you can't use credits for any fucking thing. So like they just screwed me out of $10. Didn't even spend it. They just had $10 of credit on my own account. And the best part was the way Skype worked then, fly by night bullshit company that it was. That might, I don't know if that was before or after Microsoft bought them, but like sketchy as they were like, well, because of this security thing, you can't log in for 3 days. I was like, I use this for my job, and they're like. That dead air was the sound of them not fucking responding. it was like, right, but like, my job, though, nothing. Cool. So I hate Skype, and I don't know why I changed the topic to that, but scammers.
Megan's grandfather got hacked like 3 times in about a month.
Oof.
For his Steam account.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, huh. They just like would get in, buy some stuff with their own credit card, and then I'd go on for him and just go to Steam support and say, my account got hacked, they changed it to this email, and I put a picture of it. It's just like gibberish.gibberish, you know, @gibberish, and be like, can you please get it back? Here's my credit card number, I've bought games on here before, and he buys like truck simulators and stuff like that.
Oh, just, yeah, and they know enough. They can look at that and be like, yeah, I don't think you suddenly bought every hentai game in the on
yeah,
the platform.
Exactly.
Like,
and sure enough, each time it takes about a day, and they're like, okay, here's your account back. We've reset your password and changed your email back. But like 3 times in a month. And finally I said, okay, we're going to get your cell phone. We're going to set up multi-form. And got him like Google Authenticator so he could do the authentication thing, and it hasn't been hacked.
Doesn't Steam already have Steam Guard? Like, you don't need.
Oh yeah,
to do
it's not. Yeah. It's not Google Authenticator. Steam Authenticator.
It's
Steam
Guard.
Yeah.
And it's I actually think theirs is really well done because they've got some really super efficient polling system. Because like you enter it and then you go to your phone and it popped up. You're like, is this the code? You're like, yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I just learned a ton about that. So Salesforce, the ecosystem a lot of us still work on and around, is enforcing MFA for all their users. As of today.
Yeah.
Contractually. And so, like, I didn't really know this, and this is more educational probably for people that aren't you guys, but there's, like, that security key you can get whenever you're setting up MFA. So normally you'd scan the QR code, and that is, like, a translation of that security key into whatever app it is, because, let's be honest, that's a way safer way to transfer a very secure thing than having to type it out and copy paste it and stuff like
that. Yeah, you'll fuck it up with your stupid human meat thumbs. Yeah.
But like one of the things that we have to do as part of a consulting company is try to get around, you know, having one person be able to log in with MFA. And there's this really cool thing that LastPass does, and this isn't like proprietary or anything. LastPass supports this. If you have that security code, you can share, like, if you have multiple people in your LastPass account, they can all have access to that from LastPass. So you just put that security key into LastPass, and that code generates it wherever you are.
Yep.
Like,
way to successfully just completely annihilate the entire point of it, right?
Exactly, right. So, like, I didn't realize, though, that was all code-driven, because I was always wondering, as the dummy I am in the tech world, like, why is this, how does this code get generated or whatever? But it's all based on that key. And it's like, oh my god, like...
Do you remember?
It's so simple. It's so not obvious.
Isn't it so clever?
Before like smartphones, we'd get those little tokens. Is like a keychain token.
Yep.
That always confused me. I was like, how does it know? How does it know?
You know the best part? It's the same thing. I think
we're doing the YubiKey stuff now, and it's amazing. Yeah. I love YubiKeys.
I've got a YubiKey right hanging off of my dongle.
There's
right
an
now.
RFID one, so if you get the RFID one, you can RFID it to your phone whenever you need to authenticate something, like for any of the applications you use. It's so cool. But I was like, if they can RFID it and it's not really that like shield protected or anything like that, can someone just like RFID scan your YubiKey and have all your authentication information?
Can.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah, that's actually at work's been busting my chops because I didn't have the LastPass extension installed, and it's like I don't like browser extensions. I hate them from a purely philosophical standpoint because you're just volunteering for an injection attack. Like you're paying someone for that. Like I don't want an injection attack. But they're like, no, that's the feature. It's like, no, but I don't want it, though. And they're like, no, we're going to inject some HTML into HTML. That's fine, right? B, it's awful to use, and it fucks up a lot of logins because it fills out weird hidden input fields. And C, there was a documented case where LastPass's extension leaked all of your credentials to any website that knew how to find them.
Yep.
And we're just cool with that, apparently. And they said, no, we totally fixed it. It's like, okay.
Well, I mean, to be honest, though, like, the security stuff changes so fast and so frequently that even something as simple as, like, using an authenticator is way better than...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Multi-factor is absolutely critical.
Yeah.
Even breaking multi-factor the way you do by putting the secret into LastPass is still mm-hmm. pretty important. It makes a big difference.
The funny part for me is that, like, I hate the way that, and this is probably too work-related for this podcast, but anyway, there's people that rush into it, right? Like, they're like, oh, we need MFA, but they don't really take the time to understand what they're doing. So they're like, we need to enforce this right now, but we're not going to do it right because we need to have that box checked for our company, right?
Yep.
Right.
And it's dumb. It's so dumb.
That's like, that's part of what happened with Salesforce because with the way they did MFA.
That's exactly what I was talking about, but I didn't want to call it out broke, that one. Five
no, it broke a lot of stuff. We all work on Salesforce adjacent products, and the way they did MFA at first broke all of it.
And apparently, using SSO doesn't count. Like, you have to actually do MFA somehow through your SSO Salesforce, or else you get binged contractually or something.
Get fucked. Is insane what they to say. Me
because I'm like SSO is probably more secure than anything you guys will do.
The part that drives me crazy with all of that is you're only as secure as people actually following it, right? Because that QR code that you scan, nothing's stopping you from printing that out and putting a sticker on the wall, which completely broke it. Right.
Which is how you control people if you really hate them, by the way, and you're setting up their MFA. It's like, you know how coders those used to put backdoors in their like programs so they could always sell them online?
Yep.
Just take a screenshot of every QR code you set up for any kind of customer or client, and then, you know,
you have an evil piece of shit. MFA is broken.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is. That's just the way it is. Because we're at 20 minutes, and I got a lot of security nonsense to go over. I don't want to get into that. or this is going to be the longest podcast
ever.
Yeah,
good luck tagging this one, Future Kendrick, right?
Yeah, this will be fun.
Yeah. Comment, and subscribe, everybody. If you have to use MFAs or TLAs or RSUs or...
doing
or if
something
your friends
is
are trying to scam
nothing.
You.
So, like, yeah.
If you'd use NFTs, come to my house so I can slap you for being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all four of us will be there.
Bye!
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 I hate NFTs.